Greetings in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. The following program is brought to you by the Call to Obedience Radio Ministry, and I'm Pastor Schulze. Today we're going to go into the wonderful chapter about the Good Shepherd. But first, let us pray. Father, we pray now for thy divine anointing upon this declaration of thy sacred word, for we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. In the passage that we are about to begin today, John chapter 10, we find Jesus still in Jerusalem at the Feast of the Tabernacles. For the last verse of the 9th chapter reads, Jesus said unto them, that is unto the Pharisees, if ye were blind, ye should have no sin. But now ye say, we see, therefore your sin remaineth. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same as a thief and a robber. But he that entereth by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. If you have been with me in the last several broadcasts, you know that Jesus is actually telling this parable or this allegory to the Pharisees. To the Pharisees. However, since it is recorded in the scriptures, we know that God wants all of us to get in on it. At the heart of the story of the Good Shepherd is the word relationship. It is a story of the relationship of the Savior to the saved, of the shepherd to his sheep. And if there's any chapter in the Gospels that speaks clearly on the subject matter of security or eternal security, my friend, this is the chapter. The ones who have security in the Lord Jesus are the ones who hear his voice, are the ones who follow him, and are the ones who abide in his flock. Of course, that's where the security is. It is in the presence of the shepherd of the Lord Jesus Christ. It is to them that Jesus says at the end of this passage, reiterating the conditions for the security of the believer, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give unto them eternal life. Our eternal security, our safety, our protection depends on our relationship with Jesus, depends on us hearing him, following him, staying with him. Now, in this relationship, let us first consider the shepherd, and then we'll consider the sheep. Jesus here claims to be the good shepherd. In this passage, in John 10, Jesus says, I am the good shepherd. Then in another scripture of the same passage, he also says, I am the door. Jesus is both the shepherd, the chief shepherd, and he is the door. And he is the lily of the valley, and he's the bright and morning star, and he's the fairest of 10,000, and he's the way, and he's the truth, and he's the life, and he's the wine, and he's the bread, and he's the water of life, and he's the light of the world, he's the healer, and he's the sanctifier, and so on and on. So we can easily accommodate Jesus being many things, and here in John 10, he presents himself as both the door to the sheepfold and as the shepherd, and I say chief shepherd. By chief shepherd, I mean just that, because we have to look at every text in its context. And so we want to turn to 1 Peter 5, where it says, and when the chief shepherd shall appear, ye shall receive a crown of glory. You see, Jesus appointed his ministers to be shepherds under him, but he is the chief shepherd. In Hebrews 13, Jesus is referred to as the great shepherd. Our Bible tells us that there's one great or chief shepherd, and only one great chief shepherd who can save us. No one else can save the sheep. This is brought out again in the writings of Luke in the book of Acts, the 4th chapter, where Peter says, neither is there salvation in any other, for there's none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. The early church picked this up right away. In fact, it became one of the first cardinal doctrines of the early church that there is no other name, There's no other Savior. There's no other Christ. There's no other Shepherd by which we can go to heaven but by Jesus only. That was one of the first doctrines of the early church. And on the day of Pentecost, Christianity immediately became the religion of only one way. And that gets us back to John 10, our text, where we read in verse 1, Jesus saying, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door, that is by me, into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same as a thief and a robber." Yes, he says, there is no other door to salvation, to sanctification, to heaven, but the Jesus door. There's no other religion that can get you there but the religion, the life of Jesus. If your religion does not have Jesus in it as a center, as the only way, it is not a religion of salvation. Well, you say that makes Christianity a rather narrow religion, and so it is. Jesus himself said the road that leads to life is narrow. The gate that we must go through is a straight gate, and few there be that find it. So we've established that Jesus is the only way, is the only shepherd of our salvation, because he's the only one who died for your and my sins, who took man's sin upon himself. He did lay down his life for you and for me in order to save us. Nobody else did that. So nobody else can be your Savior. And now, having said all that, we also should know that Jesus, the chief shepherd, knows his sheep. In verse 14, he says, "I am the good shepherd, and know my sheep, and am known of mine." Jesus intimately knows every one of his sheep, and he calls each sheep by name. I read the story of an observer of a Greek shepherd. The story goes, there was a shepherd who had a very, very large sheepfold, and he noticed that when one of the sheep was getting off track, was going astray, began to wander a little bit off to the side, the shepherd just simply called the name of that particular sheep, and immediately that sheep responded by getting back into the flock. The shepherd knows the name of every one of his sheep. That's the context here, that Jesus knows all his sheep and he calls them by name. Now, any other shepherd can call that same name of that sheep, but the sheep will not respond. It says, "The voice of strangers, the sheep will not follow." Friend, if you're truly Jesus' sheep, if you will, then you will not follow the voices of strangers. You will not follow the voices of the world, its music, its fashions, the voice of materialism, the voice of lust and of drugs and of pornography. If you're truly his sheep, you will only listen to and follow the voice of Jesus, the true shepherd. The Holy Spirit knows your name through Jesus, and he knows millions of names. He does not have any problem with memory because he's all-knowing. In fact, he knows every hair on your head. So here's our security. Whenever any one of us gets off a little bit, then Jesus, by the Holy Spirit, convicts us and he calls us to get back on the straight and narrow. When we're about to have an evil thought or getting to meditate on something that's not good, again, the Holy Spirit convicts us through Jesus and he calls us, he tells us, get back in there on the pure and holy way. And he tells us to plead the blood, to resist the devil, and to look to him, and to ask for deliverance. How great is this truth? Jesus knows his sheep. He calls his sheep by name. He directs them by his voice. And he keeps them out of trouble by his voice. So we learn, my friend, that Jesus is the only Savior. He's the only door. He's the only great shepherd. Number two, we learned that Jesus knows and directs his sheep. And three, we also learned that Jesus protects his sheep. It says here in verse 11, "A good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep." That is, a good shepherd will always put himself between the danger and the sheep, whether it's a lion or a cougar or a thief or a robber. He always puts himself between the sheep and the danger. And so it is also with the Lord Jesus Christ. This is why we have this beautiful passage in the shepherd psalm, Psalm 23, where the believer, the sheep, says, "I will fear no evil, For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. We want to notice from this great text in John 10:4, it says that the shepherd goeth before his sheep and his sheep follow him. I often say the essence of Christianity is following Jesus. And at the heart of the believer's security is following Jesus, remaining in his presence, staying with him, staying in the flock, following his voice. How else can you have security but in the presence of Jesus? Oh, my friend, if you lost that safety of his intimate fellowship, go back to it as quickly as you can. Well, so much about the good shepherd. Now let's talk about the sheep. The sheep have abundant life. It tells us in verse 10, Jesus speaking, I come that they might have life and that they might have it abundantly. Now in the King James Bible it says more abundantly, but the word more is omitted in the earliest Greek text which we now have. The King James scholars didn't have that. And that makes sense because there is no abundant life outside of Jesus. And this abundant life includes balance, spiritual balance. That is, as we follow Jesus, he will not allow us to become spiritually fat, which leads to pride. He will not allow us to become spiritually lean, which leads to weakness and inability to follow. He gives us spiritual balance, and through that we have life abundantly. Now, the key to this abundant life is in hearing and heeding. This is brought out in verse 3 and 27. Jesus says there, he calleth his own sheep by name and leadeth them out. And my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. The key to the abundant life is in hearing and heeding. How do we hear? Now, what are the laws of hearing? We hear by the word of God. The Bible is God's word to man. Most of my answers to my questions come through the Bible. But we also hear by the voice of Jesus directly to the human heart. There are things that the Bible does not tell me. It does not tell me whom I should call tonight on the telephone to encourage, to pray with. It does not tell me where I should spend my vacation, when I should start my vacation, when I should end my vacation. This is why we need the voice of Jesus in our hearts for all things. We hear by the word of God. We hear by the word of Jesus to our hearts. We hear by listening to men and women who walk with God for a long time. We hear by intimacy with the Lord Jesus Christ. If we are too far from the Lord Jesus, we can't hear his voice. If we are too far away, that means we have too many things between us and him. Then the hearing becomes difficult, and so the heeding and the obeying becomes difficult. Oh, my friend, aren't we thankful today for this wonderful 10th chapter of the Good Shepherd. It's the chapter of the security of the believer where Jesus says, my sheep hear my voice, I know them, and they follow me. The security is in the following of the Lord Jesus. And then he says, I will give unto them, that is unto those who follow, unto those who hear, I will give unto them everlasting life. And no man shall be able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. Hallelujah. So, friend, if you're living by this voice, and if you're following the Lord Jesus, if you are intimate with him and are in his presence, yes, you are as safe as you can possibly be. So Jesus, my friend, saves us. Jesus knows us. Jesus protects us. Jesus gathers us. Jesus feeds us. Jesus directs us. And Jesus gives us life abundantly. I am Pastor Schulze with the Call to Obedience Radio Ministry. And goodbye now until next week. In case you would like to visit the Kokomo Christian Fellowship, we meet at 10 o'clock Sunday mornings at 3215 West Judson Road in Kokomo, Indiana.